Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's one of my favorite bands. That's Steely Dan. One of my favorite songs is Peg. It's really good. So get a chance to get one of their albums, listen to their music. Heard them in concert not too long ago. Really great band. They don't tour very much, but Steely Dan, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, 17 Tail. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Kathy Perry's here. She's our good friend. That's Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. I'm Jim with a J, and we're talking about social media, right, Kathy?
Yes, we are, Jim.
And so you've got some new stuff to tell. Now, you're getting a little bit. You know, I've been able to keep up with you for most of this stuff. Or at least I've been able to act like I could keep up with you. I've been able to fake it a little bit. But now you're talking about live stream directly from your iPhone with Periscope by Twitter. That's just two.
Yes.
Minutes. That's four brands that you've strung together there just to throw me off my speed there. Kathy, tell us about this.
Well, it's exciting to see some of the new technology taking place, and of course, it is working on iPhones only right at the moment. And it's Periscope. Periscope is letting you share and watch live video broadcasts right from your mobile phone. So it's really a perfect thing to be a Twitter product or be in the Twitter family. Periscope had been around, and they teamed up with Twitter the first part of this year, and they're kind of keeping themselves as a little separate entity within Twitter, but they're merging this capability. And, you know, I think it's a huge, huge thing for Twitter, because now they've got something that really sets them apart.
Twitter's been on the rocks lately.
Yeah. Well, and they need, you know, they've done Vine, and they've had their little things, but this one is, I actually participated in a live broadcast last month with someone who had an iPhone and said, hey, let's do Periscope and, you know, talk to everybody. And so we did a live little conversation. And
so slow down for people who have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. Slow down and say all that again, a little piece by little piece.
Okay. So live video, if you have followers, then as a broadcaster, then it lets me share an experience with others.
Right.
And they can, you know, notify, so I, as a broadcaster, I can notify all my followers that I'm live and that they can share the experience. So it's a shared
video
experience.
So can you, they can see you, but you can't see them?
Right.
Okay. So you're the broadcaster, you're the content creator, you're telling them, I'm going to be on live stream, and you can go on your iPhone with Periscope, And you can watch my live video.
Exactly.
So you're
directly connected to your audience.
Right.
And you can interact with them.
Mm-hmm. So this would be a great tool for politicians, wouldn't it?
For who?
Politicians. Candidates.
Yeah.
Political candidates. Would that be good for them?
Probably. I think there's so many different applications for businesses. For viewers, they can watch, watching a broadcast isn't a passive experience like watching television.
Right.
It's because you can be sending messages and expressing that you like it while you're watching.
Can you ask questions?
Yes, you can be
so for example, let's say this is what's different about this in an archive, in a podcast, because, for example, let's say that I've got a piece of equipment that I sell that people use in their building, in their houses or their companies, and I send out everybody, all my customers and prospects, all of our community, a tweet or whatever, and I say, okay, on Wednesday at 3 o'clock, I'm going to demonstrate how to overhaul this thing.
Yes.
And so I would set this, would set up the cameras, and that would go out live, as you say, over live stream, and people could watch it, and they could say, wait a minute, they could actually say, wait a minute, Jim, would you do that last part again, or something like that? They could participate like
yes.
that.
Yes,
see,
absolutely.
Now that's different. See, that what my point is, in order to, for live stream, in my opinion, to be really great, is it's got to be interactive, because otherwise you could just say, well, I can't, I'm not going to do it at 3. I'll wait till 5 and watch the podcast, watch the archive.
Right, exactly.
But
so
if you want to be part of it, you want to be there
letting
live.
You be a part of that.
Right.
So, the you know, it said Twitter, you know, is trying to bring you closer to the people, places,
right.
interests, and events.
In what is live, what does it cost to be on live stream?
You mean how much is Periscope? I believe they have a free version.
But what about the live stream? When you say live stream, you're talking about any kind of a live stream, any kind of a live stream.
Through your iOS, so you have to download the app,
right?
From the Apple Store.
But my point is, there's basically no cost to any of this, is there?
I believe this is free.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I didn't see anything about the pricing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but see,
know,
I can see
a lady
owning a knit shop, showing people how to make a certain kind of a cable knit, a cable stitch or something.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
definitely, it has tremendous potential.
Yeah.
And it's apparently, you know, it seems to be a very easy app. The other gal that I was doing the broadcast with, she had the iPhone and she had set it all up, so
yeah.
I didn't really get involved
right.
in that setup.
Hold on to that thought, Kathy. Yeah. Quick break, folks. We're going to come right back. Have you ever heard of Hootsuite? I know you've heard of Instagram. We're going to put those two together after these messages. Let me rephrase that. Kathy is going to put those two together. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.